Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, look alive! It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1... Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. We need to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers coming up in just a little bit. They've changed the name of Fridays. They're going to own that space now, and the name is interesting. They first sent out the press release, and I thought that it just wasn't a named restaurant. But apparently that's the name of it. We'll explain the whole process. They put out a video with Bob Uecker yesterday that will help explain it a little bit too. And we'll have some of that for you coming up. But Fridays will be no more. And we're asking you throughout the morning, what's your favorite Friday's front row memory? Mine would be anything Long Island related, of course.
You know what mine is? It's going there in the middle of winter. I always take my kids. I haven't done this the last couple of years. But take my kids there like in January or February in the dead of winter just to kind of get you fired up for baseball. Because you go out there and you eat there like on a Sunday afternoon. You sit by the windows. You look out into the field. There's a tarp on the field. The roof even might even be open because they get let sunlight going through there. But it's frozen. But you look at the baseball field. You say, man, baseball is right around the corner.
First time I was ever there, it was a long time ago. NSYNC was setting up for a concert.
Okay.
So we went, I think it was the first year that Miller Park opened. Maybe second, but NSYNC was setting up for a concert. We didn't see NSYNC, we just saw a concert stage on the field.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I'm pretty sure that's the only time I went there to eat outside of being at, actually I've never eaten there.
Well, the restaurant's closing, I think, January. Okay. It's still going to be open for a couple of weeks here. But they're eventually going to close it down, and then the new place is going to open up.
So if you're, that's the nice thing. When they told us the Bradley Center was going away, we still got the opportunity to be at the Bradley Center a few more times. You still have the opportunity to be at Friday's Front Row Grill at Miller Park a few times here before it closes. But we will tell you about the new name and how they got up to that in about 15 minutes here on The Fan. We are going to, again, give you what the Big Show gave you yesterday, just for about a minute and a half here. They're bringing up Aaron Rodgers again. It's a popular topic, Aaron Rodgers. There's a few things that you can do in this state on sports radio to generate activity. And all you have to do is say names at this point. For the Bucks, we just go, Chris Middleton. Ring, boom. Ring, 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 ring. For the Brewers, we go, what do you think about Ryan Braun? Ring, 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 ring.
Mm-hmm.
For the Packers, it's been Aaron Rodgers because he's been here a long time. We've seen a lot of different sides of him, and we still don't maybe entirely know him 100%. I mean, Bill Michaels, 10-2, he still seems to think that the fact that Rodgers says he wants to drink scotch instead of have a Miller Lite is some of the reason that people don't, relate to him.
Well, I agree with Michaels on that one. I think people do look at that, and when he says the scotch line, people look at him, maybe like in his cardigan sweater, fireplace going on, girl under his arms, Danica on this point, and having a scotch, where this is a beer-drinking, hard-drinking state.
Then you've got guys like Lucas Patrick. Big article, Packers.com yesterday, talking about how Lucas Patrick was downtrodden. He thought he was playing very poorly. And Rodgers came up to him and said, dude, you're a good player. Sat with him, talked to him, motivated him. Lucas Patrick says, when I know 12's got my back, I know the whole state of Wisconsin's got my back. Lucas Patrick on Aaron Rodgers.
He's not the type of guy to put you on blast or anything. He'll come up personally and talk to you and encouraging. And the best part about playing for 12 is accountability and his expectations. He sets them high, holds you to that. He expects me to play to his standards. We all know his standards are world championship, future Hall of Famer. He brings everybody up to him. I can't thank him enough for what he's done for my career and just recently.
So you've got teammates out of the blue talking how great Aaron Rodgers is.
It's like you almost have to please, and there's nothing wrong with this, you almost have to please Aaron Rodgers in addition to your coaching staff and the fan base, but your coaching staff plus Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron will come out, like even for when he was, they were wondering who was going to back up Aaron Jones going in last week's game. Rodgers was like, well, you know, I looked at the tape and I see what Dexter Williams could do, and you know, he's got to pass protect and he's got to do this, and you know, there's certain things he's getting out there and doing that I feel comfortable that if we throw him to the Wolves, he can get the job done. So it's like Rodgers is, because he's been around for so long, you respect, and he's a great quarterback and he's earned this, that you almost have to earn Aaron's respect, and I don't have any problem with that. Guy's been there for 15 years.
We bring this up as yesterday, the Big Show, good conversation. They're trying to figure out if this Aaron Jones way of running the offense is sustainable, and we'll talk more about Aaron Jones throughout the show too. But their concern was, well, if Aaron Jones is getting all these stats, then Aaron Rodgers is not getting these stats. This is from the Big Show yesterday, and we have, during this segment, Aaron Rodgers fan club president Ryan Horvath, who will be free to interject at any time, Horvy, just when there's something that you don't like, throw up the voice and start yelling at what I would assume would be Gary Ellerson.
He's been excited to get on. He's been doing push-ups during commercial breaks.
Yeah, I know. Here's the Big Show yesterday.
If he's going to be that important, and if he's that good of a football player, all I simply want is use this man the same way and consistently throughout. I mean, Kamara's going to get his touches every game with the New Orleans Saints. That's just part of the deal. And I just want the same treatment for Aaron Jones. That's all I'm looking for. I feel like I should be his agent.
And don't you feel that Aaron Rodgers wants the same because you're winning games? Do we not believe that he wants that same feeling?
What? Listen, this
is going to
sound
like Aaron Rodgers bashing if we say what we want to say, probably.
He's smart enough to know that if they're winning,
exactly,
it would look diva-ish for him to complain.
Yes. Correct.
Agreed. So yes, we Ryan believe Orvath, that yes, that is still...
I'd like guys to go and check the tape. We got the game DVR'd here. Did anybody see the Aaron Jones touchdown where the team celebrated together and Aaron Rodgers came jumping in to get in the group shot? He was so excited
yes,
for Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Let's roll back the tape of Aaron Rodgers talking about Aaron Jones last season, when Aaron Jones wasn't getting the touches that even Aaron Rodgers thought he should get. Was that on Aaron Rodgers or was that on Mike McCarthy? Do we really know what he was audibling in and out of? I don't think that we do. Let's roll the tape again, though.
This is more from the Big Show yesterday.
The feeling of Aaron Rodgers when he says this after the game and they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
The way that I was moving and seeing things. You know, I've accomplished a lot statistically in this league. I just want to win now.
Do we believe that? Time will tell. I think it's a good place to start. We've always thought that Rodgers was hung up on stats. And we've always thought that the reason why we throw four passes on the goal line is because Rodgers want those touchdown stats.
I'll come in.
I mean, we always thought that Rodgers was.
Yeah, right, you better come in there.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, you go first, and then I'll jump in here.
Okay,
go
please. Ahead. Please. Go ahead.
All right. I mean, are we going to talk about egos?
The first
because...
time we played that last segment, that's when Horvath walked out of the room. So go ahead again.
You go first, Horv.
The key statistic, I think, that Aaron Rodgers, when it comes down to it, I wish, and I will agree with Gary and the Wendy's Big Show, I kind of, when I heard the comment of Aaron saying, you know, I've put up a good amount of statistical, my numbers are there. Now I just want to win. I wish that he hadn't said that, to be honest, because then I'm thinking, I'm kind of agreeing with what you were saying last year, Bart. Maybe he was audibling out of things. Maybe he didn't want to play with the ball in his hands. Maybe he didn't trust the play calling. I wish he would have just left that alone and not said that. But I think when it comes down to it, I believe Aaron Rodgers does want to win more than he cares about his numbers this season, because now he's getting a little bit older. He's got the gray in his beard. We see it. He's not really Aaron Rodgers. He's not 24, 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers anymore. We could scramble around and make plays. I mean, his game isn't the same. He's gotten a little bit older, and he's only going to get older, and he's only his skills are only going to diminish a little bit here. So I think the key statistic that matters to him now is he has to get at least one or two more Super Bowls to be considered with the greats, or else he's just going to be another great quarterback that only won one Super Bowl, or his name gets thrown in there with guys that didn't win a Super Bowl, the Dan Marinos. Right now he's in the category with Brett Favre, great stats, but only won one Super Bowl, should have won more. Who do you blame, him or the coaching staff? So I agree with what Aaron's saying. I believe in him with what he's saying, I should say, because when you look at it, he needs that Super Bowl, those two Super Bowls, to be compared with Tom Brady. So I do think that he has a little bit of an ego. I think all quarterbacks do. Let's go back to the Super Bowl where Russell Wilson throws the interception to Malcolm Butler, Seahawks, Patriots. I know Pete Carroll supposedly makes that call. Does Russell Wilson audible out of handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one-yard line? Does he have
an
ego?
Or you could even go further and say, well, Russell Wilson should have audibled out of the pass to give it to
Lynch. And I get we have former Badgers on the staff here, but because Russell Wilson is a former Badger, I guess, maybe he gets a free pass because we've heard teammates come out and criticize Russell Wilson on the defensive side of the ball. He's not really one of us, Richard Sherman said. People on the defensive side of the ball said.
Richard Sherman's a known liar.
Okay, but listen to this. He needed that money. People thought, okay, let me just get into this real quick because we got into the contract last year with Aaron Rodgers, how he should take less money. Okay, that's what drove me nuts last year is that nobody ever in any profession should take less money if they're worth the max. Because let's say you're a radio host, okay? Let's say you are Colin Cowherd. Let's just throw out a name, right? And your boss, your general manager, your program director, whoever comes up to you and says, hey, we're going to bring in this talent. He's really going to help out the station. But you have to take a pay cut. Even though you're the best here, you have the best ratings, you have to take a pay cut. And it's going to be better for the team, for the radio station. Does Colin Cowherd or said radio host take less money?
Absolutely not.
No. So why should Aaron Rodgers, the best at what he does in the entire NFL, take less money to fix the defense? No, that's on the management to come up with that money.
But Tom Brady has taken a pay cut in New
England. Tom Brady's wife is up. He's got enough money.
Okay, back to this original point here with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Jones touched the ball 18 to 22 times or 25 times. He had to get as many touches as he did the other night in the pass game and the run game because Aaron didn't have Davante Adams. Doesn't people realize that? Jones is not going to get 18 to 25 catches
every
game.
Or Jamal Williams.
Yeah, but he's not going to get 18 to 25 catches. They needed a playmaker in this game, and it was on Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur says, geez, I don't have Davante Adams in this game. Who the hell is going to score me some touchdowns in this game? Who's going to make a play? Well, Geronimo Allison's not going to do it. MVS obviously can't do it. My tight end, maybe once in a while Jimmy Graham could catch a touchdown pass if he uses two hands.
Right. So, why are we ripping Rodgers for playing with the ball in his hands on the goal line when Jimmy Graham dropped? He's trying to catch the ball with one hand.
So hold on a second, player. LaFleur says, okay, I'm going to get Aaron Jones, get him into space, give him the ball a few times, get him involved in the passing game. And it worked perfectly. But Jones is not going to get the ball 18 to 25 times. The last two games prior to this, Jones barely was on the radar. They still want to pass the ball.
He rushed for 18 yards.
But this was on LaFleur, man. This was on LaFleur and the offensive scheme and Hackett, the offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, Nate Hackett. I don't know why he's not called Nate Hackett. But he's Nathaniel Hackett. Nate Hackett, this is on him too, because they realized, hey man, who's going to carry us to the promised land if we don't have Davante Adams? It was Aaron Jones. And thank God Aaron Jones delivered in Dallas.
Willie tweets in, says, if Rodgers cured a disease, Gary Ellerson of The Big Show would still say he didn't want to do it because it doesn't help his stats.
Yeah.
Mitch says, chances are we won't strike gold three times in a row. After Rodgers retires, we'll see how much Wisconsin sports fans miss him then. Those are tweets coming in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. The full conversation, 2 p.m. hour of The Big Show yesterday. I don't think that Rodgers plays for stats. The one time I've accused him of doing that is when I don't think he wants to throw interceptions.
Again, these guys all.
But that might also be still watching Favre throw all those picks.
I'm fine if we're having this conversation last season when everything was a disaster and Aaron Rodgers was miserable in every single presser. But doesn't Aaron seem like this is the happiest that he's been maybe since 2011, 2012?
He is. But, you know, Aaron, you can never tell. Because let's face it, Aaron is a moody guy. He is. I mean, he wears his heart on the sleeve. You could tell every play if it's a bad play. he's got bad body English. It translates to the fans, too.
Right. I'll be quite honest. I think last year, Aaron Rodgers spent an entire year, an entire season pouting. I do believe that because he knew it was the end for Randall Cobb. You traded his best friend, Jordy Nelson, and you didn't bring in Amari Cooper. You didn't bring in 25-year-old Rob Gronkowski. You brought in 30-year-old Jimmy Graham, who can't block.
And drafted three guys he had to grow with.
And all of a sudden, he can't catch either. Yeah. He gets in the open field. He's slow. He doesn't, you know, and I think that he spent a whole year pouting. So I think that he does deserve some fault for last year. Last year was a disaster, and I place full blame, half of the blame on Aaron Rodgers, half of it on Mike McCarthy for that bad, bad locker room. But now, man, he's happy. Him and LaFleur get along. Did you guys see the video clip that's out there? And LaFleur is, like, panicking, freaking out. He doesn't know what the hell to do with himself when it's a 10-point game with, like, 2 minutes to go. Rodgers walks up to him, and he says, Matt, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's become a leader. Go to The Athletic right now and read that article. Lucas Patrick? Do you think Aaron Rodgers needed to go up to Lucas Patrick and say, hey, man, you're a good football player. Just be yourself. He does that more than we know about. And look at the guys that stick up for Aaron Rodgers. Team leaders. Guys that are part of the community. Jordy Nelson. Randall Cobb. Stand-up guys. James Jones. Now let's look at the guys that have came out and said anything against Aaron Rodgers.
Jermichael
guys
Finley.
That are trying to make it a career in media that don't have a degree in broadcast journalism. So what's their way to get into the media? Hot takes. Greg Jennings, hot take artist. Jermichael Finley, hot take artist. What do those guys have to offer? Every time that when's the last time you guys saw Greg Jennings on Colin Cowherd breaking down RPOs or breaking down anything that has to do with the game? It's always Aaron Rodgers didn't come to my birthday party. Who gives a crap? Get over it. And that's all I have to say.
I like a player.
Are we talking about this? We're 4-1, baby, on our way to a 12-4 season. Damn it.
4-1. Defense is making plays.
Here's what I want to know.
I thought you were done.
Here's what I want to know. Are the Lions for real? Like, how important is this game on Monday? Because I'm a little nervous about the Lions. I want to be breaking down this game. I want to break down this game. I want to break down, do we fully trust Matt LaFleur? Because I love what he shows when it's scripted. But even Aaron going up to him and having to calm him down, like, who's the real head coach of that team? Is it Mike Pettine? I think there's a lot to get into, and I think Aaron Rodgers is the least of my damn worries. I'm worried about the run defense, even though you shut down Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, well, I'm
a little
forward
worried
to the game.
About Amari Cooper going off for damn near 200 yards.
Can't wait for the game Monday night. I'm looking forward to the game Monday night. 4.5-point favorites. I think my buddy Joe Tessitore is going to call 6 touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers. Maybe 3 runs from Aaron Jones.
I hope he loses his voice and they have to call in somebody else. Maybe
Joe Tessitore, who did SEC football before doing Monday Night Football, was a sportscaster in Connecticut.
All right, we won't talk.
My age, by the way.
Brendan tweets in, says, hey, how about a new
beautiful
segment?
Hair.
Rambling with Ryan.
I like it. Yeah, Horvath was right on,
you
man.
That's 4 hours of content in 5 minutes that Horvath
well, I mean,
just
says Aaron Rodgers to Horvy, and Horvy's on his way.
I've never seen him that fired up.
I'm going to go back to enjoying my birthday, fellas.
Happy
birthday.
Ryan Horvath.
Happy birthday.
Appreciation Day.
Thank you.
He's been dropping hints for 2 weeks that it's his birthday coming up, and we just blew it off.
My dad just wished me a happy birthday for like the first time in 5 years, so love you, Dad. Thank you.
Well, that's what. If you don't start talking about yourself, nobody else is going to.
That's true.
Really, that's what
you
gotta
do. I said that the boss is off.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with talking about yourself and publicizing your birthday, my man. I hope your wife brought you something.
She actually got me this. You guys see this? I got an Apple Watch. I feel like I'm like with the times now.
Oh, I thought you got that at a. Was that what it is?
Yeah, it's the Apple Watch. So now I could track my workouts, how many calories I'm burning. It's awesome. Because I just got this from Brenda. New segment, Rambling with Ryan. I get all my notifications.
Okay.
Yeah, so it helps with work. Yeah, thank you. Oh, man, I'm feeling the love today, baby.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. All right, we won't talk about Rodgers. We're not going to talk about the Lions, at least not in the immediate future.
Damn it.
We got to talk about what's going on at Miller Park. Because yesterday we were saying, hey, find ways to make more money, right?
Yep.
Did we not want that?
Well, yeah. It's been a long time coming, man. We've been talking about that for a long time.
So the Brewers have found a way to make more money. They're going to have a restaurant to be named later.
Yeah, but they're replacing the old one.
That's the name of the restaurant. A restaurant to be named later. The pros and cons of this and how it started, we'll hear from our friend Bob Uecker coming up next. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath on his way to the ER for overstimulation.
It's his birthday, man. That was his birthday rant.
Yeah, he'll be just fine.
Had to get all the anger out right then and then because he's got to have a happy day. It's a happy birthday, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
You got plans?
No. I'm going to watch the baseball games. I kind of wanted to have a couple beers, but then I got to be up at like 3 a.m., so that kind of ruins that.
Oh, 3 a.m.? Well, good luck. Good luck with that. If you want to go to Fridays for your birthday, bud, at Miller Park, you may have to do that sooner rather than later. Got a press release. Of course, this happens right after our show.
Sure.
Got this email from the Brewers at 10 o'clock, and then the news obviously came out because of that the Brewers are announcing a new restaurant for the 2020 season. And it said the restaurant to be named later will replace Friday's Front Row Sports Grill. So I thought, okay, cool. I saw Bill in the hallway, Bill Michaels, doing the exchange. I said, hey, just so you know, Friday's is leaving Miller Park. He goes, oh, okay. I thought I maybe heard that they want to bring in more money on their own, and they'd rather not lease out to Friday's. I go, okay, that's good. We were just talking about the Brewers making more money. I go home. I'm sitting online. I see a tweet from, I think, On Milwaukee or someone. It says, restaurant to be named later. No, really, that's the name. I think, huh? I go back and read the press release. Oh, yeah, the name of Friday's Front Row Sports Grill will now be called the restaurant to be named later. So let's dissect the money part of it and how it will help the Brewers after we dissect. You like this name or not?
Well, I liked how they came up with it. David Stearns in the promo video actually told Uke, because Uke was looking for the whole gimmick is Uke is trying to find a name for Bob Uecker is trying to find the name for the new restaurant.
So the Brewers put out a video to explain how this went down. It's about a 3-minute video. We'll just give you some parts of it. It starts with the Brewers COO, Rick Schlesinger.
Yep.
He calls Bob Uecker into his office.
Thanks for coming up, Bob. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely, Rick. What did I do? Get activated?
Not exactly. The club has some news, actually some big news, Bob. We're renovating the restaurant in left field. We've got some great plans for it for next year. The only thing we haven't figured out is a name, and I figured, who better than Mr. Baseball to come up with a new name for the restaurant?
How about Just a Bit Outside?
Why don't you give a little more thought, Bob?
I won't let you down.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, baby. You know, I'm really glad the organization trusted me with this. I've been here a long, long time. I think they came to the right person.
Yeah, I don't know what Bob's talking about. I just couldn't think of a name for the restaurant.
So Bob Uecker then goes on a little bit of a expedition to try to find a new name for the restaurant. He asks his boys Lane Grindle and Jeff Levering if they have a name.
I think they're bitten there too.
Jeff Levering
Except
is what he did.
They show both of those guys, and people who don't know, they're like, who are those two? Like my girlfriend Shannon goes, who are those two guys? And I said, well, they're the broadcasters when Uecker's not
around.
They
have worn a name tag in the video?
Maybe.
414-799.
Good guys.
1250.
Listen to the show, by the way.
Hello to Jeff and
Lane.
Great job in the video, guys.
Yeah.
So then he also talks to Bernie Brewer and the Barrel Man, Uecker does. They also listen to the show.
Sure.
Hello to Barrel Man.
But they don't talk.
No. And hello to Bernie Brewer. So Bob Uecker's trying to figure out what the name should be. And finally, he calls David Stearns.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Uke. Uke who?
Bob Uecker.
Oh, hey, Bob. Everything okay?
I'm having a little trouble with this restaurant naming deal here, and I'm running out of time.
I get it. I know exactly what you're going through.
You do?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret from the baseball side of things. Whenever we need more time, we just name it later.
Do what?
We just name it later.
A restaurant to be named later. Nice. Real nice.
Thanks, Davey.
Who is this again?
It's Bob Uecker, Davey.
So that is the explanation of how Friday's Front Row Sports Grill will be now called, starting in 2020, Restaurant to be Named Later, obviously a play of Player to be Named Later.
So if they would have just done, I mean, this is a great move because we're talking about it. If they would have just changed it to
Brewer's Bar.
Yes, whatever, you know, up and away or whatever.
Get up, get out of here, gone would have been good.
They could have done that, but you know, I think if you would done that, and if you would like, you know, Uke's place or anything, then you got to pay Uecker or finder's fee on that, don't you? So I don't think they could have done any of that. But them coming up with a name like this,
I think this name sucks.
Well, because no, you know why?
Why?
It doesn't because people are talking about it.
It doesn't mean it's good.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even. I heard the food is going to be like ballpark food.
That's bad.
Yes.
Ballpark food is good. So the same people that run the ballpark food are now going to run this space. At least with Fridays, they had a different option.
Well, here's the deal. I thought that when I first saw a new restaurant coming to Miller Park, the headlines of the press release, I thought, oh, they're building another restaurant inside Miller Park. Great. But that, like Fridays. Fridays, it was open year-round, and it's open year-round, and this place is going to be open year-round, but it's not. Unfortunately, it's not a destination for people. It should be. Like the Deer District. They're making that a place where you can go year-round and go down there and the Mecca, the sports bar and all that. People are there year-round hanging out down there. Okay? They've made it like that. In Green Bay, people are in that restaurant that's in Lambeau Field year-round. People are going there. You can go there in May and people will be in that restaurant just because they're in the restaurant. They want to be in Lambeau Field. They want a part of the Packers. The Brewers have yet to do that, and which I thought when they built Miller Park, they were going to build restaurants and bars around Miller Park and make it a destination. They never did that. They never did that. Sure, there's those places up on Bluemont Road. Those are nice places to go to and all that, but it's a hell of a walk. The place, they never built up. And so when I heard, hey, they're building a new restaurant down, the new restaurant coming to Miller Park, I thought, okay, now they're thinking, now they're adding. Well, they're basically just replacing the old one.
More on that coming up in 2 minutes, 414-799-1250. We'll get an update from Ryan Horvath here and talk more about the restaurant to be named later, which is the name of the restaurant that has been named at Miller Park. More in 2 minutes. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on the Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
And good morning from the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, Major League Baseball postseason action continues today. Last night, the Rays tie up their ALDS series with the Astros at 2 games apiece. The Astros, huge favorites in that one, but the Rays get it done 4-1 on Tuesday night. Justin Verlander lasts just 3 2/3 innings, gives up 4 earned runs, 3 walks, strikes out 5. The series now shifts back to Houston for a deciding Game 5 on Thursday night. The winner will play the Yankees in the AL Championship Series. The National League will be decided today. Coming up, the Braves host the Cardinals in Game 5 of their division series at 4:02. Winner of that game will face off with the Nationals and the Dodgers. Those two meet tonight at 7:37 when Steven Strasburg takes on Walker Buehler. Packers continue to get set for their Monday night meeting with the Lions yesterday. Tackle David Bakhtiari joined the Wendy's Big Show, where he was asked about Aaron Jones, who had a huge day, tied a franchise record with 4 rushing touchdowns last Sunday against the Cowboys.
He's a weapon. When he's on his A game, there's nothing that he really can't do. He's a stud. That's all I have to say about him. He's a weapon. He needs to be accounted for in every phase of the game.
NBA action, Bucks back at it tonight. Second preseason game of the year. They host the Utah Jazz. Tip-off for that one, 7 p.m. at the Pfizer Forum. NBA Cares event in Shanghai involving the Los Angeles Lakers was canceled Wednesday, just hours before it was scheduled to begin, which added to the fallout from a recent tweet by the Rockets GM that showed support for anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. That issue continues with the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. The update brought to you by Coaches on South 13th. Cheer for the green and gold and Wisconsin football. Enjoy specials on Miller and Coors during those games, plus giveaways and raffles at Coaches on South 13th in Lake Tenoon. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Juke. Juke who?
Bob Uecker.
Oh, hey, Bob. Everything okay?
I'm having a little trouble with this restaurant naming deal here, and I'm running out of time.
I get it. I know exactly what you're going through.
You do?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret from the baseball side of things. Whenever we need more time, we just name it later.
Do what?
We just name it later.
A restaurant to be named later. Nice. Real nice. Thanks, Davey.
Who is this again?
It's Bob Uecker, Davey.
Been pretty hard on David Stearns this year. That was probably the best performance of David Stearns in 2019. Even better than trading for Jordan Lyles, pretending not to know who Bob Uecker was. I enjoyed that. Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. Friday's Front Row Sports Bar gone.
How about that one, folks?
For a restaurant to be named later at Miller Park.
Poor David Stearns. He can't win with you, can he?
I said it was good.
that's the nicest
I said
thing
that was good.
But that's the nicest thing you said about him, and it's not involving the Brewers at all. It's involving a bar, a restaurant.
Well, the Brewers, they're not playing today.
Yeah.
Would you rather have David Stearns or Theo Epstein?
I think what I'm learning is a lot of my problem with Stearns is it's baseball's fault, and I blame Stearns.
Yeah.
It is a baseball. That's what I've been telling you. It's a baseball problem, Bart. I've been trying to tell you that. It is a baseball problem where, unfortunately, I mean, it's never going to get cured. And
really,
I
with Stearns, I just don't want him to get credit for Jordan Lyles. That's all I care about.
But no, this is the baseball. But this has long been a baseball problem. And you know, Bud Selig had a choice back in 1994, he could have said, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna hold our ground here. We've canceled the World Series." But they panicked and they gave in to the Players Association when the owners wanted a salary cap. Players said, "We'll never have it." And Donald Fehr won that war, and here we go today.
I asked people on Twitter yesterday, as we, you know, when something goes away, we like to ask for your favorite memory. Just like with the Bradley Center when it went away, we wanted to know what your favorite memory was. I asked people, what's your favorite Friday's front row memory? And you had one. Yeah, you had one. You had one right away.
I do, yeah. Having dinner with my kids there every February right before the baseball season, right before they go to spring training, we go there.
Scott says, blacking out from Long Island's. Trey says, shout out to anyone who has a memory at Friday's after a strong Long Island. Kayla says, I organized a Brewer bus for 50 of my friends for my birthday party. Not one of us sat in our seats. We just partied in Friday's the whole game. Double fisting Long Island's. These are all at Winks Thanks. Oh. Anthony says, a lot of good times. Not a lot of memories due to copious amounts of Long Island's.
Okay, I have a second one. I met John from Franklin for the first time.
Oh, at Friday's?
Yes, a few years ago. Yeah, him and his bride.
Why don't any of you, everyone else's memories have Long Island's in them? Jay Zilla says, oh, Black Saturday 2 seasons ago when I learned my Long Island could no longer leave Friday's. Mm-hmm. Remember that controversy?
Yeah.
You would go to Friday's for the Long Island, but then you couldn't use their Long Island in the stadium because you had to buy the stadium Long Island made by Delaware North, who is now taking over. Yeah. Friday's.
I like the tables out there where you could sit. I love it. I've sat out there one or two times, and yeah, the view out there, I like it. You got people walking by, and you could just look over and you see the pitchers warming up at the bullpen. So I'm sure they're keeping that thing going.
Andy tweets in, your favorite Friday's front row memory. I don't remember. Something about a strong Long Island.
Okay.
These are all, I'm not making these up.
So
these are tweeted me at
Friday's is a place to really go get drunk.
Ryan says, number one life hack of all time at a stadium, the Long Islands. Oh, here's one from Tim. Brewers bullpen legend Marcus Hanel tossing me up a ball when I was eating at the table.
Okay. Yeah, from the bullpen there.
It almost hit my Long Island.
Oh, no. And then you would have not thrown the ball.
So, hey, it's going to be weird going to Miller Park in the near future because instead of eating at Fridays at Miller Park, you're going to be eating at Restaurant to Be Named Later at AmFam Ballpark or whatever the hell.
And having a couple of bratwursts.
Oh, it's going to be weird. But if this does somehow pump more money into the Brewers, then I guess this is what they have to do, right?
Well, I think what they saw here, too, is why are we giving it away? Why are we letting another franchise? Why are we letting another?
Why are we leasing out the space?
Why are we doing that? Why are we letting another restaurant? We should take ownership of it. And more teams, I think, are doing this. And we see it with broadcast rights. You know, we see what the Packers are doing with the whole Titletown district. Not only the restaurant in their place, but, man, they're building something else on the Titletown. I saw the other day. We're driving by there. And it's like they're expanding that. That's going to go all the way to the expressway before you know it. They're going to knock down Margaritaville. They're going to knock down – they already knocked down the bank. Who knows if Cabela's has just been there for a couple of years, if that's going to survive. But, man, they just keep going. They just keep on going the other direction. They're going to own that whole town. That whole town's going to be Titletown District before you know it.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. There's a restaurant that's not changing its name. And we were at Perkins yesterday. Horvat and I had the Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast. It's my breakfast at Perkins. You can get it. It is 2 eggs, smoked sausage, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, your choice of hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and then your choice of 3 pancakes, the mammoth muffin or toast. So I went with the eggs. I did them over easy. Got the smoked sausage, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, had hash browns, and then some wheat toast. And you can get that all for $8.59. How was Horvat? How was your big breakfast, the baby breakfast?
It was really good. It was big. I actually had some. I brought some home as a doggy bag yesterday. Didn't get to it though. I picked my kid up from school. He was hungry, so he ate some sausage. He liked it. We may go back today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'd never seen anybody have a doggy bag for breakfast, but that meal was so big. Horvy brought one.
You did not get it, Chuck.
No, I went in with every intention of having one, but then I had the shrimp skillet, and I'm telling you, I've had that before in other places, but nothing like it was yesterday. That was the best shrimp skillet I've ever had. Delicious. Man, I downed that thing like I was in a hurry to leave. That's how fast I ate that thing. That's how fast. No, seriously. You know how you're sometimes, you know, when you're in a hurry to eat, but I was just, the food was so good. Man, I was like, oh, I'm done already. Man, that was good.
Yeah,
was
you were delicious. Raving about it.
It was.
I was almost like.
It was. I was telling you.
I was almost uncomfortable how much you were talking up that shrimp.
Well, yeah. It was the sauce.
It was the hibachi shrimp, right, too?
Yes, and I don't know what that sauce was. That sauce was delicious. And I was just looking through the menu when we got there, and I was like, man, this shrimp skillet looks good. Because you've been talking about the shrimp forever.
I have, yeah.
You know, back in the summertime.
Yep.
So I
thanks for listening. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it right. And so it's like I had it, and I ate it kind of quickly. It was good.
This is another great thing about Perkins. If you don't know what you want.
I eat fast sometimes.
Their menu has pictures, which clearly influenced you yesterday.
Yeah.
Because you were going to get the Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast.
Sure.
But you had the pictures instead. So get whatever you like, of course.
Service was great as always.
Peggy,
yeah.
Helping us out.
Yeah.
And we thank her for that. The Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast, 2 egg smoked sausage, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, hash browns or breakfast potatoes, a choice of 3 potatoes. And you can also get toast as well if you would like, or pancakes or the muffin. Packers, Cowboys, a lot of you guys watch that game. A lot of people watch that game. You guys helping break records. But this is not just a football thing. I think Milwaukee's got a little bit of a TV problem. We'll explain that coming up next.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers worked out over a dozen players and signed a tight end, Ethan Wolf. He's 6'6", 252 pounds, has spent time with the Titans, Panthers, and Jaguars, and he fills the last spot on the team's practice squad. The Packers will practice tomorrow as they get ready to host the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We kind of kicked everything back a day, give our guys a little bit more rest. As you know, we've got some guys battling through some things, so I thought an extra day of rest could serve us well.
Safety Darnell Savage Jr. reportedly dealing with a high ankle sprain after Sunday's win in Dallas. With a win over Detroit, the Packers would secure the lead in their division. Packers safety Adrian Amos.
Man, I'm big on this the next game. You know what I'm saying? This next game is important because it's the next game. It's still early in the season and it's a long season. We go out there and beat them, we still have, you know, a lot more season to go.
The Lions are coming off their bye week, 2-1-1 after a tough loss in Kansas City, head coach Matt Patricia.
You know, the one thing for us after the first four games or first 4 weeks, I'd say the, thing that we'll build on the most is really our process. Right now, I think we're kind of, you know, obviously in rhythm. We understand what the week looks like. We understand what the work is that has to go in week in, week out in order to prepare and get ready to go. And that's really important to us is that process.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
First down, four-man rush. Prescott protected, fires a pick, King. Pass was behind Gallup. And another takeaway by this Packer defense.
That's Joe Buck on the Fox call, Packers-Cowboys last weekend. I know some of you guys still hate Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, but I was relieved to have those guys doing the game over a Chris Myers or a Tom Brenneman. And they did that because it was the premier game of the week, and the ratings responded in kind. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan, 799-1250. The national rating was a 13.8. I don't know if that means anything to anybody, but a more tangible number is 25 million people watch the game. It was the highest rated game and viewership of the season, topping last week's Cowboys-Saints game on Sunday Night Football. No TV show at all has had higher ratings than the Academy Awards in February. So since the Academy Awards in February, no TV show had higher ratings. That drew 30 million in February. This game drawing 25 million.
Well, it was a standalone game because there was only one other NFL game competing against it. So all the local markets across the country, I mean, if there's any other ones that were showing the local broadcast, there were none. I mean, you either got this football game or you had nothing else. You had the football game. This was truly a national broadcast. This might as well have been a Monday night game or a Sunday night football game or a Thursday night game because you're up against one other game, and that was, I believe, started at 3:05. So this was standalone, and it should have been a highly rated team. Plus, when the Cowboys and the Packers play, they have that charisma about them. Both organizations do that. And plus, you know, going in, they're always going to give you a good show. I can't remember the last time the Packers and Cowboys played in a game where you came away from the game as an objective fan and said, man, that was not a very good game.
The narrative that ratings are down, people are tuning out, that's not possible this year. Ratings are up all over the place in football. Fox's ratings are up. Their doubleheader was the highest doubleheader for them in Week 5 since 2000, where they had either Bears-Raiders or Vikings-Giants to most of the country. We got Bears-Raiders here, and then Packers-Cowboys, obviously, in the afternoon. So 25 million-some people watching this game on Sunday.
I do not like Fox. I don't like Fox for football.
Why?
I just have never liked Fox. I don't like when they do golf. I'm a CBS guy. I love the CBS guys. I love Kevin Harlan. I like all the broadcasters
like
on CBS.
Fox. I've always liked Fox.
No, I haven't.
I've always liked their counterculture, Simpsons.
I feel like they just try to be
Mad TV.
I just feel like it's just it's
Sliders.
It's Hollywood.
CBS used to bore me until they put Nance and Romo together because I always liked Nance, but I don't know. I do like the Fox broadcast better. I love Joe Buck. I hate to say it. I do love Joe Buck. I can't stand Troy Aikman.
Okay. See, I like a Nance.
I like Aikman.
I like Nance over Buck, but I like the CBS guys. Like I mean, Harlan. You know, Ian Eagle's been a CBS guy forever.
He's great. I kind of grew up on
Ian. Yeah, I love Egan. Ian Eagan, from who went to college at Syracuse, by the way. Another Syracuse guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the CBS and NBC when they I liked when NBC had football back. Oh. They used to have ABC. They had the AFC.
NBC with the NBA frames
when they had the Sunday football. See, I didn't like the NBC for NBA.
Really?
I love CBS for.
I loved Marv until we found out how weird Marv really was. Like that he liked to wear women's pantyhose. That kind of weird invite people and that lost weirded
his,
me out. But
he lost his job, and then a year later, he had all his jobs back.
And he was making more.
You know, NBC. They do the one game of the week, but I liked it when they did the whole Sunday package. They had the AFC package, CBS had the NFC package, and then Fox came along and outbid them back in the early 90s. And I just never been on the Fox train. And they do the college football. I just think they try to be too glamorous, and it doesn't. I don't like their studio show. They put seven or eight people I feel around the booth, and even Jimmy Johnson's gone last week, and they put. You know, they can't have a shortened booth. They feel like they have – there's too many guys at that table and not enough guys get their opinion in.
Well, they just added one. They added Rob Gronkowski
yes.
to the
– ridiculous.
Three-game show.
Ridiculous.
And I think he's going to start Thursday night against Patriots-Giants.
Too many guys.
Either Thursday or Sunday.
All you
but he'll
need,
start this week.
You need four guys max on a pregame show sitting around the table. That desk there. Maybe three guys, four guys max, but not 10 guys.
You know what got panned at first when it came out and I kind of like now is on the NBC broadcast when it's third down and they show it a little darker green where they need to get to. I kind of like that.
Okay.
I kind of like the shaded green a little bit.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I
don't mind
know.
That at all. But Horvy, like, you know, the NBC, see, when I think of NBC having the NBA, those are the Bulls runs right there. Bulls and Knicks on a Sunday.
You were rooting against the Bulls during that run?
No, I wasn't.
Did you like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a Jordan jersey.
Because a lot of guys.
And I hate to say that I have a Chicago jersey, but I how could you dislike Michael Jordan?
Well, I know Sparky like hated Jordan.
And the Bucks were terrible. Bucks were terrible in the 90s.
That's what I love about Sparky.
Sparky hated Jordan?
Well, Sparky loved the Bucks. That's what I respect about Sparky with the Bucks is even when they stunk, like he stuck by their side. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now and buying the cool jerseys and they want to go out to the Dare District and represent now that they're winning 55, 60 games. But when they stunk, like nobody cared.
I thought the Bucks were leaving. when the Bucks were bad in the 90s, I thought, man, I don't think this franchise is going to stay around. Nobody was going to games. They were winning 20 games a year. It's like, how could we continue to support this team? How are the Bucks going to stay here? I really thought the Bucks were going to leave and an NHL team was going to come here. I really thought that was going to happen. I thought George Karl kind of saved the franchise a little bit. He brought a little winning back for a short while there in the late 90s and early 2000s. And then, you know, he had his run in with ownership and like George always does. And, you know, then things got bad again. Now things obviously are here to stay.
Back to the Packers-Cowboys rating. In Milwaukee, the rating was a 43. The share was a 73. So 73% of TVs turned on were on this Packer game during that time, almost seems low to me.
I know.
That seems amazing, isn't
it? What the hell are you watching in Milwaukee at Sunday at 4 o'clock if you're not watching Packers-Cowboys?
Do you ever have to go on the streets during a Packer game and just have to make a run to the store or whatever, like at halftime? There's actually people out and about.
Yeah, in Green Bay, there's no one.
Yeah.
Even growing up in Fond du Lac, there was no one.
We had to feed
Milwaukee, there's still people running around doing stuff.
We had to feed our kid the
other
day.
I don't like it.
We had to feed our kid, so we went down the street to the fast food place, and there was a line to go through the fast food line.
Oh, man. My kid gets bread and water if it's Packers.
Well, it was halftime. And halftime NFLs go just like that.
I have nightmares. Like, this is how psycho I am with the Green Bay Packers, and it's always been this way. I have nightmares. Like, you know when you were growing up, you'd have a nightmare, like you'd be late to the game or late to school?
Yeah.
My nightmares still to this day are that I miss, like, a series or a drive of the Green Bay Packers. I sit in front of my couch. I do not want to be bothered, or I'm at the game. But I've ruined Green Bay Packer football for my family. My wife can't watch the games anymore because of me. She goes in the opposite room and turns on Netflix. I've actually ruined the Packers for my family outside of my mom, who will still watch the games.
My nightmare is I'm going to be late for work. My nightmare was my car breaking down last Monday.
And you got to live it, yeah.
Yeah, which got us some national attention, by the way.
Yeah, check it out. Under the Radar podcast, you could find it on Jason Barrett's site.
Yeah. The guy said some nice things about us, said we're one of the best morning shows in America, which, you know, I think a lot of people agree with.
Damn straight.
So there's no doubt about that. Probably maybe the best sports talk show in America, too, a lot of people agree with.
Yeah, we're like the Goldberg in the 90s. Who's next?
Who's good? Nobody's going to beat us. So, the Packer thing, but I was surprised, man. There were people through this drive-thru. It was extended way out. I was like, man, I thought we'd just be able to go through this drive-thru, get through, and get back in time for the third quarter.
You know, obviously Milwaukee was the highest-rated local market for Packers-Cowboys because of the Packers. But every time I see one of these press releases, like highest-rated markets for something, SmackDown on Fox last Friday, Memphis had the highest-rated market of all the country for it.
Oh, no.
Milwaukee was second.
Yeah.
NASCAR. Milwaukee's up there. MLS games. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee's on there. NASCAR. Oh, I just said that one. UFC. Milwaukee pops up. It's like, are we so sports crazy that we watch everything? Or is there really not much else to do?
So that we put the TV on.
That's what I'm sort of worried about.
I think the Bart Winkler school of thinking right there. Stay home, get on a couch, and watch sports all day.
Is more of Milwaukee like me than I thought? Chuck's out running around, going to 80s concerts and golfing, and I'm sitting at home watching Fox for 34 hours straight.
Yeah.
And I guess most of Milwaukee's like me.
No. I bet. I'm with you, too. I watched a ton of college football last Saturday. Absolutely.
Do you guys have buddies that text you and say, hey, can I come over for the game or do you want to come by for the game? And I'm always like, no, I watch these by myself. Like my best friends. My dad wanted to come up and visit. He lives in Illinois. And I said, no, you're not coming up for the game.
I'm good with that.
You're going to stop me at buddies.
Yeah.
Do you guys have buddies?
As long as they bring some food in.
My friends don't even text me anymore because all I do is hang out with you guys. Here.
Oof.
And then go home and play Madden and watch football.
Ooh, happy
hung
birthday,
out with us
bud.
Yesterday after the show, though, Harvey.
Yeah, little Perkins.
Yeah. Little Sam Perkins.
Are we doing that again, us three?
Whenever you're buying. It's Chuck and Winkler served
I
up
told
by
you,
Perkins.
I would do that.
Restaurant and Bakeries. More on the Packers. Aaron Jones. So we talked about that from the Rodgers perspective. Is Rodgers? Yes. Rodgers wants to win. But can Aaron Jones continue to do this? Because I still don't know if people look at him or will look at him as one of the top preeminent backs in the league. We'll take a look at that and hear what you guys have to say. 799-1250 at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.